Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with me in the studio for the first time, believe it or not, Mr. Mike Bean.
Drum roll, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Mike, of course, is the Vice President of Business Development Market Strategy for Next, powered by NAEC.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are everywhere.
We try to be. We try to be. One of the biggest compliments I've had, and you know, my marketing hat, obviously, Tobias Pugsley at BRMC, and I go back a long way, and you and he go back a long way. God, making me sound old. He told me a while back, he's like, I see you guys everywhere. I see all your ads everywhere. And coming from another marketing person, that's it was a compliment. And coming from you, thank you. We try to get out everywhere. It's a big thing. It's truly, you know, many people know me from the hospital, 16 years at the hospital. When I came over to Next, I kind of wondered, would I have that feeling? When you leave the hospital every night, you know you've done some good for somebody, some way, maybe not directly, but you've been a part of it. And I get the same feeling. I mean, what we do, internet 20 years ago, broadband internet, that wasn't even a thing. 20 years ago, it was just a novelty, something you did for fun, games, whatever. It's such a part of our life, and the past year has proven that over and over. But it's such a part of our lives.
Next, powered by NAEC, of course, bringing you home internet, TV, and telephone. Only for North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members so far. And okay, now take us back.
Yeah,
when they're sitting around the table,
story.
Mel and Jerry and Leah and all the crew at the co-op. When was the decision made to say, you know what? We're going to jump in here and do this.
Yeah, so about 5 years ago now, the decision was made. I think it seed germinated, I believe, from Mel and some of his peers around. You know, what can we do with broadband? How can we help our folks? Obviously, they had the infrastructure, about 5,000 miles of line, 30,000 members. They don't have customers. They have members at the co-op. And he determined, you know what, here's how we can best help our folks, kind of bring them into the digital age and truly make a difference in their lives. And, you know, as things go, it takes many months to discuss it, look at it, build models, that sort of thing. The board was all in. All of his senior leadership was all in. Whatever we can do, let's build a pilot. They built a pilot, saw that it was feasible. And I want to stress, and this is a really cool thing. I've been with nonprofits so many years. This almost feels like a nonprofit because we rarely, Scott Hamby and myself, we rarely, and Mel and senior leadership, we obviously have modeling and money forecast, but we don't spend a lot of time talking about money. We spend a lot of time talking about our service.
And your members.
And the members and our customers. But they did the model. Saw that it was feasible, saw that it would work, and decided to move forward with it.
And kudos to the leadership of the local cooperatives because, you know, they were the ones, you know, that, and really about 10 years ago said, do you guys realize the vast openness and the great need for rural broadband?
It was zero. Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we all have friends and neighbors or friends maybe that live out in the more rural. I live in Mountain Home and have for many, many years. But even in Mountain Home, service cannot be what you think it would be.
Yeah, it's amazing. You live in the city limits and, you know, you think, oh, it's fine. And you get, I mean, we all want to enjoy the lakes and the rivers, and that's why we live here. But, I mean, you get close to any body of water around here. You have a great scenery, but you have no internet.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Scott and I were just talking about some things earlier this week, ways we can enhance that for people as well. But we're in Jordan now. We're, you know, just signed up Jordan Marina and some other places, talking to Quarry Marina. So many of these places on the lake without and you know, the neighborhoods, too, have just never had meaningful service. You think Elizabeth and Camp and Saddle and, you know, we have three districts. You have Ash Flats, Salem and Mountain Home and Oakland
Shoals,
and Three
Lakeview.
Brothers. and I know, you know, we got to Lakeview last year and just thrilled to death to be there. I get calls all the time. Oakland, Promised Land, Clark Ridge, they're coming up later this year. So that's very exciting. And I know those people there are very excited to see us. And we're excited to be there. One thing Mel decided years ago, and when I first came on board, I thought, okay, we're going where the money is. And that was just my, you know, we're going where the money is. It's like, no, we're gonna slow down. We're gonna, and I think this is so wise of leadership. Mel has always promised his members we're gonna have projects going on in the Ashland District, Salem District, and Mountain Home District all
simultaneously.
Concurrently, yeah. Right. Simultaneously, right. And I think that's, we didn't go, yes, we have served Mountain Home now. We worked in Mountain Home a lot last year, but that was the third year in the project. So, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't run to the big cities first. You know, it's just so many people out in, you know, Cave City, Evening Shade, mm-hmm. and again, we're going up north later this year. So many people just don't have meaningful service. And I will tell you, the service I get at home, next service is better than the service that my sister gets in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's the honest truth. It's incredible. The speeds I can get far outpace anything she can get.
I have so many questions.
And it's not, she doesn't get fiber.
Yeah. I have so many questions. I know our listeners do too. I'm going to try and stay organized and stay on topic here.
Here's my turn to lobby. Maybe sometime we can have a call-in show.
Sure.
Have Scott here, have myself here, and we'll have a call-in show. Anyway.
Do we have enough hours available on Saturday?
I'll make time.
Tell us where you are. Tell us the plans for moving forward on where you're going.
Yeah, so it's a long list of where we are. When Scott and I came on board, we had about 700. We on our side of the house, on NAC side, they call them members. We call them, you know, we have customers. We had 700 customers when we came on in December of 18, and we're right at 6,500 now, hoping to add another 5,000 or so this year.
If people are interested in seeing exactly where the lines are and where the availability is, your website does a great job of pinpointing exactly where you are and where you're going.
Yeah, well, thank you. And you know, two things. It's something I've struggled with a little bit. We finally have a handle on it, I'm glad to say. There will be updated maps on our website within the next few business days. Probably, I would say by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. I would say by the end of the week we'll have them on there. We've been working very hard to do that. But one nice feature on our website is the fact that you can put your address in and it will let you know if we're, you know, coming to your area, mm-hmm. kind of give you some information as well. So we're pretty excited about that. Always looking at opportunities to make our website better and more user-friendly. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about you had the infrastructure in place, you know, you had the electrical lines. Mm-hmm. And so how does this work from a logistics standpoint? I mean, are you running fiber on top of those electrical poles we see, or are you burying all these fiber lines?
Yes. Yeah, so both. We typically, what we try to do, since the power's there, we have a kind of a permanent easement, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we follow the power. If the power's aerial, most always we go aerial. If it's buried, most always we go buried.
You have a great radio ad that says, life is a highway, it's a data highway.
Yeah.
And the best way that I've ever been able to understand broadband is, it is a highway, and there's only so much inventory that's available for all the cars. And you think about, you know, your internet, your home computer, or your streaming service, or your phone. I mean, everybody's trying to get on that highway, and usually at the same time.
Right.
Talk to us about the capabilities of Next to hold all of those cars that are trying to get on your highway.
That's a great question, and I wish Scott was here to answer it. He could bury us in data and information, but I can certainly speak to that. Scott and the people before us too built us a great foundation, but Scott has done a wonderful job in ensuring redundancy within the ring. We have a fiber ring, so typically, most generally, if fiber's cut, imagine just looking at a clock. And that's your fiber ring. So if the fiber gets cut at 7 o'clock, the data on either side of 7 o'clock kind of goes around the ring the other direction. So your data's
detour.
It's a detour, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every ring has its weak points. Obviously, if you have fiber to your home and you cut that individual fiber pair to your home, you're going to be without service. But most generally, if something happens, a bulldozer hits a pole in evening shade, years ago, that might affect everybody downstream from that. Mm-hmm. We've tried to build and have built a network ring that will disallow that, will still allow service. And we have many routes to different cities, St. Louis, Kansas City, Fayetteville, even looking at other avenues currently. And one thing, too, as far as data usage goes, we don't have data caps and we don't bottleneck speed. So a lot of companies, they may offer you 20 meg, and at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, you might get 3 or 4.
And that's because typical usage patterns, if you're in neighborhoods or such, we tend to all get online around the same time. And it's that those evening hours that tend to be the busiest data hours.
Sure. Right now, streaming TV is a huge thing. So as people Zoom or get on Facebook or all the things people do on the internet, work from home or whatever the case may be, the more usage, and it does kind of concentrate from about 7 to 9 o'clock, usage goes down, or the data availability, your bandwidth goes down. Mm-hmm. With us, anytime we approach about 60% of our max, Scott is buying more availability. He's buying more bandwidth. So right now we have 100 gig circuits. Mm-hmm. Don't need them. Just want to make sure our customers never run out of bandwidth. It's pretty amazing.
I won't geek out and ask you the bandwidth questions, but that's where radio partners and internet partners, we have something in common there.
Because,
it's all about the bandwidth that's available.
It is all about the bandwidth. I mean, in everything, we don't think about it. We realize it, but if everybody just thinks, it's Saturday, so getting ready to watch ball games on TV, and a lot of people
stream TV. Get ready, Scott. You need to get some more bandwidth today.
A lot of games, and especially your typical March Madness and everything. So many people stream TV, and maybe I can talk about that in just a moment. But it's basically television over the internet. A lot of people, 25% of Americans have now cut the cord. Mm-hmm. They are streaming TV through the internet. And as games go on, during the weekend, all the NASCAR, NASCAR's back. Many people stream that. It's just amazing to think how much of our lives are consumed with internet data that we really don't think a lot about it. It's just, you have Facebook, it's just there. You're not thinking a lot about it. Well, I'm not on the internet, I'm on my tower. Well, your tower, I mean, it all comes from the same pool. Data is data, and it all comes from the same pond or the same highway or the same, it's all the same.
Just make sure y'all have plenty available when those Razorbacks tip off later today. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Mike Beam, the VP of Business Development and Market Strategy for Next, powered by NAEC. Mike, I've told you this 1,000 times, but one of my most favorite things about Next is it's local people with local service, local solutions. If I have a problem, we can call the local office and talk to the same people we go to church with.
You can, and we struggle a little bit with that lately. Our call volume's been so high that it takes us a little bit to get back to some people, and we can't answer live calls like we want to. We have worked with a local, kind of put some of those calls on it's out of Kentucky, I believe it is, to take some of those calls for us, but they come right back to us and we get them when we can. Certainly want people to have a local experience. We talk to all of our members, NAEC members, all of our customers every day, all day long, trying to make sure they're having the best experience they can with our products.
What TV channels do you have available on Next right now?
So if you look at most any cable system, we have the same channels, all your networks, all your big, all your, History Channel, Discovery, TLC, all those channels all the way down to the MeTV and the RFD and all the smaller channels as well.
Sports.
We have an individual sports package. So just for not just a few, I think it's $6 more a month, you can get a totally inclusive sports package. Of course, all your movie channels and things like that. But yeah, most anything that people are used to with Dish, Direct, you know, Suddenlink, your bigger players in the cable market, it's the same. It's the very same systems.
How does a member switch over if they had cable or Dish? I mean, sometimes getting out of those contracts can be difficult to switch over.
Yeah, we've actually, I had a lady call me the other day and said she had paid, it was a business, and she had paid $1,500 in penalties because she felt like it was worth it, and she had been with us a few months and actually said, yeah, it's been worth the switch. Mm-hmm. So, but no, they can call in locally, they can hop online, and we can give those numbers. Our website is www.mynextfiber.com, and I can give the numbers anytime. Typically, we give the Salem number is 870-895-3221, and the local, the Mountain Home number is 870-425-2141.
Call Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. Typically, 8 to 4:30. We do have people in the office. There's a bunch of us in the office most every day before that, but 8 to 4:30 is kind of our set rules. And before long, as most offices have been closed throughout the year, we have also, I think Mel's been very progressive on that and I think our lack of illness within the building has been a good thing for sure. He's been on top of it, but we hope to open the offices real soon as well.
The governor came to see you guys a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, he did.
And he brought a big check with him.
He did. We have applied for some funds and we're blessed, very blessed to receive that. Upwards of $20 million from the government to deploy broadband. And it's funny, you begin to see comments, hey, with all this money, are you going to get to us any sooner?
Yeah.
And I appreciate the sentiments, but something about that, you know, it's kind of funny. When we have this whole network built, and totally, we've been very blessed to have a total grant amount of around just at $50 million, but our network's probably going to cost somewhere north of $130 million. So we certainly have skin in the game.
Yeah. And when you talk about network, that's the whole system.
That's
when you get everybody literally online. All of your members are online.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All our members are online, and. It's amazing to think, you don't think a lot of 5,000 miles of line. And I just told my son, we were talking about it one day, and I said, you know, it's like going to Mama's house in Atlanta and back 10 times. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to do. And you know, the thing is, co-ops throughout the United States are doing this very same thing. Co-ops have really taken on this mission to help their members, and I think appropriately. We have the knowledge. We have the resources.
The people,
and the trouble is supply and demand with everything. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, you had all of these people who could build the networks, the resources, the ground crews, the drop crews, the splicing crews, and you had enough people to go. You know, let's say there were 20 co-ops at one time throughout America doing this. Well, now you have hundreds. And the same resources. So we're all fighting for the same resources. And while, yes, we were blessed to get the money and we'll be good stewards of it, obviously, we still are fighting for the same resources. Mississippi is blowing up. And if I'm a company, do I want to go to Arkansas and dig through rock? Or do I want to go to Mississippi or Louisiana or Tennessee and dig through mud and clay? I'll take the mud and the clay and the sand, and I'll leave the rock for somebody else. So we have some very distinct disadvantages to getting people here. Mm-hmm. So when we get them here, we obviously have to treat them right and keep them very busy. And that's just one challenge.
Just give them some of those tomatoes that rocky soil produces, and I mean, you'll own them forever.
I'm telling you, I am Southern through and through. Grew up in Atlanta. I was telling somebody the other day that had never heard of a tomato sandwich.
You're not living.
I felt sorry for him. I really did. I just kind of felt bad for him.
Do you guys have a dashboard? I've always envisioned like a dashboard in your office that shows usage, like usage amounts. And you know, it's been a year. We've all kind of celebrated and you know cried over the fact that it's been a year now since the pandemic. But did you see all of a sudden at the end of March last year, going into April, just like your usage amounts just off the chart?
Without a doubt. It's been, I mean, you could tell something's going on. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, you think about migration from big cities. We've had people come in from New York and Chicago, mm-hmm. and Houston and, you know, Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. You name any big city and we have people living here from there now or mm-hmm. coming here from there now. But yeah, our usage, you can tell. You can absolutely tell. And throughout the year, it was, you know, more and more. We have had, talking about out migration from cities, I have a steady stream of real estate agents calling me saying, I have a client looking at A and B. Where are you? Mm-hmm. And I would say in the last year, I probably had 8 or 10 decisions on purchasing a home. Literally, everything else was equal. Where can I get fiber? Elm Street has fiber. That's the house they bought. Mm-hmm. I would say not quite a dozen times. I would say 8 to 10 times that's happened. It's amazing.
The economic development aspect of the work that Next is doing to provide broadband service to our area, the economic impact it will have on our area when we look back 20 years from now. I mean, this is a crucial part of, you know, a turning moment for our community.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, studies say, and I look at government stats on that, and it's across the board. And last year kind of threw a gear in the, you know, kind of messed it all up, threw sand in the gears, I guess. But economic development because of broadband approaches 8%. That is a huge number. I mean, a huge number. If a community's, you know, I don't know, their physical deployment throughout the community's, you know, 200 million, 8%, 16 million. That's not small potatoes. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And the direct benefit of folks. And, you know, we talk about COVID and we talk about the things, the way it's affected people. You know, you have grandparents living in other states, other areas, or down the street who, I mean, I know personally, I know one grandfather who has just not seen his grandkids. He has heart conditions and he's a little scared of, and I think rightfully so. I mean, he's just anxious and he's missed his grandkids terribly. And without the internet, and he does have our service, without meaningful internet, you don't get the videos. You don't get that, what little connection you can get. It all matters.
Speaking of quality of life, Kim's in here with us, and Kim and I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Alan Winberry, a dentist in Salem.
Yeah, great
and
guy.
It was one of those moments to where I asked someone a question and I could not respond because I was so shocked at the answer. But he's a proud Next member, and put it in his dental clinic there in Salem a couple years ago, or one of the first.
He's been with us a while. He's been with us a while. One of the first.
The Next service allowed for him to transition his dental office to electronic medical records.
Yes.
Right? One aspect of that was his x-rays. He could take much better. He could digitize these x-rays. Mm-hmm. And his patients received less radiation when they came to see him because of Next.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to respond to that. Yeah. I was like, who would have ever thought that?
I know. I mean, deploying internet and saving lives, I guess. I don't know. You know, I don't
see,
know.
Maybe it's not a new all slogan. Gaming and Facebook,
no,
guys.
It's not.
I mean, we're doing big things here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and we think about, and in that vein, and Dr. Wynn Perry is a great guy. I know y'all had a great time talking to him. Big practice. But, you know, that's the thing. I was talking to a physician just yesterday who works from his home in Salem, and he's doing telemedicine. That's what he's doing for a living right now, and he sees dozens and dozens of patients a day through telemedicine, mm-hmm. and he could not wait. I hope we get him signed up later this week to get him deployed. So it all matters. It all matters so much. You think about your people. I went back to school long after I got my bachelor's degree, and I did almost 100% of it online. And you can. I mean, nurses, you know, all of us can take advantage of so many things that are much more than just gaming and goofing off on the internet anymore. I mean, it's such a vital part of our lives.
If you're a member of the co-op, you can visit mynextfiber.com to see if Next is available in your area. And if it's not, call Mike and demand that Mike gets it out there fast, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, let me have it.
Mike Beam, VP Business Development and Market Strategy. Always good to have you in the studio.
I appreciate the time.
Come
absolutely.
Back and update
Would
us on where we're at.
Would love to. All absolutely. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. This is Local Matters on KTLO.